Fine by me.
Yep, okay, yeah. By me.
Yeah, Steve is an apology, okay. So I've sent you a bit of a, say, a draft agenda for today, so you can see it in the Adobe room. This is just, I would say, a kind of kickoff meeting, and that's one of the reasons why we've invited Elaine as well. Elaine, for your information, just to confirm, Elaine is the, say, CSC liaison to the review team, and she has, together with Alan McGillivray, say, who's been seconded by Byron, did already a prep internal review. So maybe, Elaine, maybe later on the agenda you can talk to it. But let's first say check whether the agenda is okay with you. I've seen confirmation, say, Martin is okay. John, are you fine with it? You want to add anything?
There's nothing I can stop that, so let's just push ahead.
Yeah, okay, so welcome. I thought the terms of reference process, and probably what's most important is the, say, if the result of the review is a change of the charter, so to update it. I've checked again what is necessary to change it. I'll pass it in the notes. Here you go. And that makes it easy. So, say the mechanism is defined in the bylaws in Article 17. And the major thing is that if the recommendation is to change the charter, it needs to go through a public comment period, so at least 40 days again, and the CC&SO and G&SO councils need to approve, again, according to their own rules and procedures, and it's, say, a simple majority. And, yeah, there is this overall requirement that it should not conflict with the ICANN bylaws. So, say, based on this, and I think we've captured this in the terms of reference as well, that you can see that you, say, as a charter review team, at one point you need to come up with some recommendations, if any, to change the charter, and that's probably based on the work you do as a team in Abu Dhabi. So, and hopefully we can wind this up in, say, at ICANN 61, so early March, after the public comment, etc. So you've got a reasonable pace, and that's captured in the schedule and the terms of reference as well. So, yeah, that's what we expect, yeah, just to make sure that everybody is aware of this procedural process part of the review. Any questions on this one? None? Then let's move forward to the, I think, the more substantive part, say, the item number 3 on the agenda. It's the, say, a bit of an update on, say, what the CSC has done and their internal review, and then see how we can match this later on with, say, meetings. Elaine, you want to take this? You're a bit surprised, of course, but yes, what you've done to date and a little bit on the direction of travel.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Donna.
I just have an administrative question. So, Bart, it seems like you're driving this, but I think... Which is great, but I think from a public facing perspective, we need to decide amongst the review team whether we need a chair or a spokesperson for this effort, because I don't know that it should be you. And no offence, so we don't need to do that now. But I just want to put it on the table that we will need to think about that and make a decision.
Donna, thank you. I fully agree. The reason for doing this is just to assist you, and say, after this meeting, it's up to you. So the only thing we can say, this is just to do the bit of the organizational stuff, and this is my first and only agenda. The rest is going to be yours. And I assume, say, based on, say, the attendance and say, what you and Martin already noticed, probably it's, may I suggest that the two of you will be the outward facing people, because you know best what is involved. You've been involved in the creation of the CSC, and say then you share the burden with respect to the, say, the GNSO side, RSIG side, and the CGNSO side. Does that make sense to you?
It does to me. Are you okay with that, Martin?
Yes, I think so.
And I'm sure that Keith and I'm sorry, Abdullah, is it?
Abdallah.
Abdallah, I'll be okay with that. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of get that out there so we can move on. Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah, no, and it's a good thing that you raise it, because it's, I'd say, I'll retract into my own little niche as soon as, say, this is done and towards the public, so don't worry. So moving onward, so Elaine, over to you. Say maybe update what has been done to date by the CSC.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Good morning, Donna and Martin. So the CSC Charter Review, earlier this summer, the CSC group decided that it would be worthwhile to review the charter from our perspective to determine if there were any changes that we could suggest to yourself, the Charter Review team. So Alan and I independently went through the charter and came up with some suggested changes. Then we passed that around to the CSC members and liaisons. There's a bit of email traffic on that, and then we had a meeting where we discussed and accepted 10 of the suggested changes. There are a couple of sticky points, not that we are in disagreement, but just trying to decide the best way to phrase one particular item, which is how to make minor changes to the SLEs that wouldn't require a change to the contract. So we haven't, Alan and I have come up with some new language around that. We haven't passed it to the rest of the group for approval yet. But once we square that away, I'd like to just send our suggested changes to you so you can see what we're thinking and go ahead with that. Some other interesting items, we added a reference to the remedial action procedure and are suggesting removing the illustrative procedures from the charter since we're trying to formalize what those procedures might be. And then just some terminology changes for consistency. So out of the 12 changes that we've suggested, 10 are agreed upon by the CSC members and liaisons, and 2 we will discuss by email this week and hopefully agree upon in our meeting next week. That's my update. Any questions?
Martin, go ahead.
Thanks, Bart, and thanks very much, Elaine, for that nice and succinct presentation of where you've got to. Have you got an idea of when you would be in a position to forward your assessment to us?
So I think I didn't want to forward it until everybody in the group was in agreement with the final 2 suggestions, and I think that would be by next Friday. So if you would like me to forward to you what we've got so far, knowing full well that 2 of our we're still discussing, I could do that. if that would help you expedite your work, I'm happy to do that.
That's absolutely fine, Elaine. I can wait till next Friday, and I'd prefer to do that than read documents and then resort everything. So thank you very much for the volunteer.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Donna, go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks, Elaine. Bart, did we set up a call with the CSC, or are we still talking about that? So I know we kind of flagged it that we want to talk to the CSC before we get to Abu Dhabi, and it would be helpful once we have their recommendations if we could have a call just to go over it so we understand, you know, what's behind it and where it creates a problem.
Yeah, let me say the schedule Maria and I have been thinking about is that, say, the October meeting of the CSC would be a very nice opportunity, because then the CSC charter review has kicked off officially, to have a discussion with the CSC when they have that call. And that's, say, they need to go through, so it's an opportunity for you to listen in to what they do. And secondly, we dedicate part of that agenda, and still need to consult with Byron, part of that agenda to for you and the CSC, full CSC, to discuss the their proposals and their issues with the current charter in preparation of the meeting in Abu Dhabi. So that would be mid-October. I was just looking at the agenda there, or their schedule, and that would be the 16th of October, meeting 15. So they have a meeting next week on the 15th of September, which they have a meeting every month. And so at the next meeting, they will finalize their internal comments, and then afterwards, that would be an opportunity, the next meeting, when you're into your, say, when it's officially kicked off, to have your meeting with the CSC. And in a way, it's public, it's recorded and everything else, and that's pre-Abu Dhabi.
Okay, that sounds good, Bart. Thanks.
So what we will do is, just to make sure that you are aware, we'll put it on your calendar as well, and we'll check with Byron again and the other members of the CSC. And Elaine, I think you can assist us there. Say at least that part of that meeting will be dedicated to the substance of your comments on the charter.
Yep, I'd be happy to. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. That takes care of item number three. Item number four is the interaction with PTI itself. For whatever reason, I don't know, either deliberately or it slipped, there is no direct link with PTI, but it might be useful to have a conversation with PTI and maybe even ICANN.org with respect to the CSC charter, whether they want to have changes or suggest any changes. Say part is included in the terms of reference themselves, but it's more a question whether you want us to organize a call and or a session with PTI in Abu Dhabi, because it hasn't been, it's not included in the terms of reference, but on the other side, say, they are part of the whole makeup. So that's more a question for you. I can repeat it, and I can resend that question on by email, so you don't need to answer right now if you're uncomfortable with it. But this was a topic that crossed my mind in preparation of this call. Any questions? So, Martin, you were first. Go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. I had it in my mind that we had discussed this when we were looking at the terms of reference for the review, and I thought, I might be making this up, but I thought agreed that we should do an interaction with the PTI. Or am I missing your question? Am I getting missing the subtlety of your question?
No, it was included, but for whatever reason, say there was even a liaison included, but that got dropped, and that's why I asked the question, whether, so we could ask, say, or we could assume a liaison with PTI, and so they can do their own review, like the CSC has done, and that makes it easier. That's why I'm asking. Donna, go ahead.
So I'm a little bit confused by what you mean by the liaison. So you mean the PTI liaison to the CSC, which is currently Elise?
No, it's like, say, if you look at the terms of reference, Elaine is the CSC liaison to the review team.
Right.
The question is whether you want a liaison from PTI to you or don't. Because it's currently not in the terms of reference. That's the first one. Secondly, if you think about it, say you will have a meeting with the CSC, which is logical, but do you want a similar kind of meeting with PTI?
I think, I agree with Martin. I don't think we need a liaison from the PTI. I think some interaction, I think a conversation with the PTI would be helpful. But I think we also mentioned that we do need to have a conversation with Elise, particularly because she's leaving, so I'm not sure whether she's still around. But we certainly need a conversation with Elise because she's been there from the start, and I think it would be helpful for us to have that conversation with her in particular.
Okay, let me say, and I assume if we can arrange it, preferably before the Abu Dhabi meeting. Because I think Abu Dhabi will be difficult in the sense, even if she were there, given your schedules.
Yeah, I'm happy to do a call with Elise. It might be, you know, easier to set up a call rather than, as you say, but try to find time in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Okay, let's try to do it. That was my whole issue is, I just wanted to confirm with you whether you want to have a conversation with PTI. So, okay, we'll arrange a call with Elise and include the two of you. Item number four. Donna, you still have your hand up? Okay, thank you. Item number five, working method. Part has been, defined in the terms of reference. And I think the first bit is to have some interviews, et cetera, but that's part of, the prep already. The second thing is, Maria and I have been working on some tools. Maria, leave it as it is. We just go through the agenda. So we've set up a wiki space for you. We'll send you a link, or Maria will include a link in the Adobe room, and you can check. The question is, do you want your own email list? And I think if so, then, we take it from there. So that's the main question, or we keep it, because it's such a small group, we keep it to each individual's email list. So maybe that's the core question with respect to the tools. Do you want your own email list, Martin?
Thanks, Bart. I agree that having an email group for such a small group is probably not necessary, but I am aware that my mail provider obviously did mails from Donna's mail provider, and so that was getting bounced. What I don't know, Donna, is whether that has actually been sorted out. I haven't seen very much online from you since then. So if you sent anything recently, it's not sorted out, in which case the mailing list might be the way around it.
Yeah, Martin, I realised that I was going to follow up with our tech folks, and I haven't done that. And I haven't actually sent anything to your email in some time, so I'm sure the problem still exists.
Maybe this is about, say, maybe for another reason might be useful to set up an email list, and that's for archiving purposes. Because if we use individual email addresses, it will be very difficult to archive and to be a little bit more transparent on what is happening.
Yeah, I agree, Bob.
So we'll set up an email list, and that will include, say, the five of you, so including liaison, and maybe, and then the question is, do we want somebody else? And it will definitely include Maria and me, so as support staff. So we'll get back to you to who to subscribe, but at least the five of you and the two of us. So, and then we archive it, and then we can link it to the wiki space. Okay, that's with respect to working methods. And probably the other bit is, say, what's in the terms of reference. Yeah, we can run through it. It's probably worthwhile to read it through and just start working on the basis of having conversations with the CSC and Elise, starting in October. And once you've got the internal document, and that's the nice thing about the Wikispace, we can use that as a repository as well. Okay, now the next and very difficult item, the scheduling. Unless there are any questions regarding the, say, working methods, I think we addressed the most important part, the email list. Scheduling, pre-ICANN. So this was a kind of kickoff. So one of the things, the takeaways I have, or we have, Marie and I, is to try to set up a call with Elise on, say, to liaise and, with PTI prior to the Abu Dhabi meeting and get you on the CSC call of the 16th of October, and you'll receive the material from Elaine after the upcoming CSC call. So that's pre-ICANN. Meetings at ICANN, so we send out a kind of preliminary schedule and to you. What is, say, one of the meetings we have, or effectively we have two meetings. One is a prep meeting on Sunday morning at 8:30, or we could make it even 8 if it's an informal one, and we suggest to make it informal because that's easier, say, with the four of you. And then another informal meeting was on, I believe, Wednesday morning at 8 or 8:30. Prior to the meetings, just as a kind of wrap-up of your public sessions. The public sessions, and this is going to be a difficult one, say there is a CSC meeting scheduled on Sunday at Block 3, and I know Keith and Donna have some major issues during the Sunday because of the GNSO Council meetings. It's more probably a form, say, we've scheduled a public hearing on Sunday because we thought you might want to have and consult with the broader community than just the CSC, CCNSO, and RSIG. But it looks like it's going to be very, very difficult for the full team, for the full CSC team, review team, to attend that session. So, maybe it's Abdallah and Martin that they can conduct it and report back to you. That's one opportunity, say, one way of doing it, or we cancel it. It's, I suggest we get back to you for this online during this week. But that's one of the sessions. And then on Tuesday, Martin and Abdallah are scheduled anyway to consult the CCTLDs attending the meeting. So that's on Tuesday. And I assume, Donna, that you and Keith will consult the RSIG, because that's one of the major groups. And we can check with others like the RZEC whether they want to consult with you as well. So that's more or less the schedule. And as I said, on Wednesday morning, I believe, is the a kind of wrap-up for you, post-breakfast before the meeting starts, meeting to exchange what you've learned over the week, but it's easy to cancel. That's a bit on the meetings that I can. Any questions on this one? I don't see any hands up.
Yeah, but I just don't know with the scheduling. I can't believe it's so difficult. And I think Monday's a problem for the CCNSO because you've got Tech Day.
Yeah.
On Monday. I wonder if it's... Have we looked at a public session on Wednesday and we have a wrap-up on Thursday?
We could do that.
Yeah, maybe let's just throw around a few options and see what the availability of folks is. I think Sunday is too early in the week to do it. But maybe let's just throw around a couple of options and see how we...
With a public hearing.
Yeah.
That's the only... Yeah, the other session. And say your meeting with, we could try to squeeze you in, at least Martin and Abdallah, as part of the formal CSC meeting in Abu Dhabi. Because at the time, that's on Sunday as well. And just to check whether there is agreement or that you have additional questions following the conversations you have on the 15th of October.
Yeah, so Martin, I don't know whether you've thought about this, and I haven't given it a great deal of thought, but I think the public meeting that we would potentially do in Abu Dhabi would reflect on the feedback that we've received from the CSC itself, and potentially Elise and our own review of the charter. And what my thinking is that what that public meeting would be about is that we've conducted our own review. These are our thoughts. We've had a conversation with the CSC and also, maybe PTI, and this is where we think we are. And we'd be interested to get feedback from the community about, whether they would support the recommendations or whether, anybody has their own, whether the registries and the CCNSO have any additional input into the review itself. But I don't want this to be kind of an open, I suspect there'll be nobody in the room. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that we've done a fair amount of prep work before we go into this open session, which basically maps out where we think we're headed with what we need to address in the charter to make it useful for the CSC itself.
Martin, you want to respond?
Yes, please. I think that's actually quite right. Like you, Donna, I hadn't actually given very much thought on the choreography, but I'd be surprised if many people turned up for something like this. And those that do, unless we give them some framework in which to work, in, then they're not going to know what to ask. Bearing in mind that we will need to go out for public consultation stage, it would seem to me perhaps to be quite useful to play back some of the messages that we've heard, see how people respond to them. So really it's just a, right, okay, you know, if we are going to go down this particular route, is there going to be something violent from parts of the community? That then gives us an opportunity to air that then think about what our final recommendation should be, bearing in mind that it does have to be something that is acceptable to the general community as well as to the specialised.
So maybe, say, given, say, what you just said, probably a public meeting later in the week is the most useful, because, say, you got some time with the say the direct customers to already play back some of the observations you've made, and then it's more something like on Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. Now Thursday is going to be difficult, but maybe Wednesday morning at 8:30 to have half an hour of a public meeting before anything else starts. Because that's what we more or less scheduled as timing for the, say, your wrap-up, but say that can be done, yeah, whenever necessary.
Yeah, but I
is
kind
8:30
of...
in...
Sorry, Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't think we should do it too early in the morning, because it looks like we might be hiding it. Perhaps if we do it, you know, mid-morning might be better, or even mid-afternoon. But I think if we have it 8:30 in the morning, it looks like we're trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to be a great time. So maybe let's look at other options during the day.
Yeah, and say the issue is, and yeah, it doesn't matter because you've already consulted. Say Wednesday is a ceasing zone meeting, but that doesn't matter. Say I can go. Yeah, Martin, go ahead. Martin?
Yeah, I'll finish what you're saying, but...
Sorry?
I said, by all means, finish what you're saying, Bart.
No, I think if you think about it, say you've been, you've already consulted the CCN or the CCTLDs present as a major group. I assume you will have consulted with the RISG. So it will be, say, Wednesday is, and Wednesday during the day is, yeah, just a small room, but publicly announced, etc. And maybe just for half, or say three quarters of an hour or an hour, that should work. And then preferably in the morning, because in the afternoon you may have these cross-community sessions. Martin?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, Bart. Yeah, 8:30 I thought was not going to be the most popular time, and I certainly think that Donna is right, that that will then sound like we're just trying to avoid anybody. For the CCNSO engagement, yes, we will have done it, but sometimes people from a particular community do want to hear the wider voice as well. It's going to be very, very difficult. The only thing I wondered about was whether towards the end of the day might work better, because the CCNSO Council normally has its session fairly early. So I don't know whether something like a 5 o'clock slot would be too late.
Martin, the CCNSO Council will meet on Wednesday at 5, and just before that there will be, there is a cross-community session, but I'm not sure. No, not on Wednesday. So that's the reason why there is a CCNSO Council meeting on Wednesday, late in the afternoon. So it starts at 5.
Well, I think that blows that one then, doesn't it?
Yeah. And Thursday is going to be difficult as well, because you've got, on Thursday morning, you've got the AGM, and then you've got, say, the major working group, the PDP working group with the CCNSO, and in the afternoon you got the wrap-up of the CSC, and then in the afternoon you got the public forum and one or two cross-community working groups, sessions, sorry. So Thursday is difficult to schedule. So let me try to play around. I think we have enough guidance from you to come up with some alternatives. Let's say the public session doesn't need to be hybrid, and needs to be late in the week. So that is for Sunday, and we'll see. And then the meetings with the stakeholders are on Tuesday, and say confirmation meeting with the CSC part of their own schedule. So that's more or less. So let's get back. Maybe move to the next one of scheduling, post-IGIN, unless you have any questions or suggestions, further suggestions. Well, I think we can't resolve it on this call. Okay, let's move on to the post-IGIN 60. So if you look, and that's why I started with the process for updating, at one point, and in the terms of reference, you'll see there is a need for a kind of, say, updated charter and recordings of your findings and or report, however you want to call it, for public comment. In the terms of reference, there is a high-level schedule, and if you think about meetings for this group, my suggestion is that 2 weeks we already trying to schedule a meeting of the review team, 2 or 3 weeks post the Abu Dhabi meeting, just to check notes and to that you can discuss the direction of travel, what you want included in a report, etc. And then, based on that initial call, agree on who will do the drafting, etc., of a kind of, small report and the updated charter. And then, if feasible, have that done by, say, maybe have a call, so I'm talking about mid-November, have a call somewhere in December again, to finalize it and publish the interim or initial report somewhere in January, well ahead of ICANN 61, so the you can report back to the GNSO or CCNSO Council following the process before at least 2 or 3 weeks before ICANN 60. ICANN 61, apologies. So and that ICANN 61 is end of February, early March. So post ICANN, I suggest that you have maybe 2 or 3 calls, and that's it. Any questions on this one, on this proposal? So I haven't figured out dates or proposed anything, but this is just based on the schedule. Let's say maybe this is something to confirm in Abu Dhabi. Martin?
Thanks, Bart. Yeah, I think it probably would make sense. I'm fine with the mid-November call, but I think it probably would make sense to do at least a couple of in-diaries in December. The first session to review the initial drafts that are expected to come through, because everybody's drafting their own bit separately, and another one just in case. It's easier to cancel a call because we've got our work done than it is to try and squeeze one in, particularly as December moves on and you've got all the holiday period for the Western world. Thanks.
So if you go down that, say, what you suggested, then you're looking almost, given where we at, say, starting mid-November almost, say, at a frequency of one call every 2 weeks. So if you want to have 3 calls before the Christmas break or the seasonal break, and I would say that the final one would be somewhere mid-December, and then you talk about early December and mid-November.
I'd agree with that, Bart. I think, let's every 3, I think if we can schedule 3 calls kind of every 2 weeks after Abu Dhabi with the intention. So I think that the key date here is when do we want to publish the report for public comment to make sure that we can wrap this up by ICANN 61. So long as we understand what that, drop-dead date is, so that we can meet what we intended as the final wrap-up by ICANN 61, I think that's the key date. And I think what you're saying, Bart, is that it has to be mid-January.
Yeah, and I think it's even included, so I haven't checked in the terms of reference, but say the terms of reference were designed to meet that date. So I'll check again and inform you. Once we got this email list set up, and that doesn't take very long, I'll get back to you with, say, some proposed dates and some timings. Probably best is well ahead of Abu Dhabi. We know what we need to do, so that's the most important part. Any other comments on this one? Nope. So we got post ICANN 60. We discussed that item. Let's go to any other business. First, Elaine, anything you want to raise?
No, I'm good, Bart. Thank you very much.
Okay. Donna?
No, all good for me, and thanks for setting up the call, Bart.
Okay. Martin, anything from your end?
No, nothing from me either. I think that's been a very useful call, and it's nice to have some idea of our direction of travel.
Okay. Maria, anything you want to raise?
None for me. I'm going to create the email list right after this call, so you should be able to... I'll send the information after.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being on the call, and let's talk again. Rather sooner than later. Makes it easier to do it in bite-sized pieces. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Talk to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks ever so much.